Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And it's that time of the week when we say hello to Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
You fought your way all the way from Guildford again today.
I have indeed, yes.
Good, good, good. A3 not too bad, I hope.
No, traffic was quite good today, actually.
Good, okay. It's getting out of the way for you, was it? Right, okay. So what have we got in store?
Right, well, I'm going to start with yet another festival. We're a bit spoilt for festivals around here. This is Walkfest that is taking place right across the Guildford area and beyond throughout September. So from the 1st right through the 30th of September. There's on average about 3 walks a day, and it's a delightful range of walks that are organised for people of all ages and abilities to enjoy. So it gives you an opportunity to enjoy the stunning countryside that's on our doorstep. Local groups have supplied the walks, most of which are free. One or two of them will ask for a donation, and most of them are accessible to get to the start by public transport. And there's also fundraising walks as well, which obviously aren't free because they're supporting good causes. And there's a few that require booking. Now, the way to find out more is to go to a website, guildfordwalkfest.co.uk.
What a good idea, because it's been in the news this week about most people don't do even a 10-minute walk a month.
Well, this is it, yes. And now, what I love about all of these, I mean, I'm not particularly a walker either, but I've had a look at some of these, and it's the subjects that they're covering. It's not just walking from A to B. They're looking at different history and different things, and you've got such a different variety. So, for example, our town guides that do the Guildford walk, so that's in town. That's just an hour. It's, you know, it's got sit stops on it.
But you've got lots of history and lots of
loads of things to learn. They're doing their historic Guildford walk. I mean, they've got walks going right the way through to the end of September that are completely free. And they're doing theirs. So it's on the 2nd of September. Every Saturday, they've got the historic Guildford walk. That's meeting under Tunsgate Arch. So that's only like a mile, and it's in town, and it's nice and gentle.
Good way to start, I would think.
Exactly. But then there's other things, like there's an 8-miler here. On the 3rd of September, which is the Way Wisley Gardens, Downton Abbey. It's a walk through the Wisley area, walking by both the Way and the Way Navigation. And you meet at the Wren's Nest car park on Wisley Lane, and then go off on Wisley Lane, and lowland walk through Wisley Common, Wisley Airfield, through Wisley Gardens, by the Way Navigation and the river, through the Downton Abbey house back and picnic lunch at Ockham Bites outdoor cafe stall. So it's that
sounds like a really lovely walk.
There's things like exploring Ranmore Common. That's 5 miles. That's obviously some serious stuff. Oakleaf Charity have a charity walk that's taking place on the 5th of September, starting at their place in Walnut Tree Close, and they're going to raise money for mental health, and it's a 3 to 4 mile sponsored walk. So if you're going to do it, you can get some sponsors. There's other things like Four Commons, that's a 5-miler. That's meet at the Rodber Common Car Park and go through Milford, so that's Godalming Way. It's an easy flat walk exploring the beauty of four local commons, Rodborough, Thursley, Whitley and Milford. There's things like the Whitmore Walking Group at Whitmore Common. That's 30 minutes to an hour, so that's a gentle one. The Way and Arran Canal Trust are doing some good ones. On the 9th of September, they've got the Way and Arran Canal Trust's Callcott-Riley Trail. It's an impressive feature of the Way and Arran Canal still in place, and that meets at Shamley Green Church Car Park. That ends up as a 4-miler. Obviously, with all of these, you are advised to do a bit of investigation on the website first, and make sure you've got appropriate clothing and appropriate walking shoes, and you've taken your backpack with your water and all this
stuff. No heels.
No. Leave the stilettos behind.
I will.
And the flip-flops, because they're equally as dangerous. There's a Guildford Orbital Walk, which takes place. You meet on the Guildford Town Bridge, and that's walking all the way around Guildford via Mirror Downs, across Stoke Park to Spectrum, along the Riverway and back into the town centre. There's a Muddy Boots Walk, where the Muddy Boots Group invites you to join them on an easy flat walk enjoying woodland and the open heathland of Whitmore Common. That's just a 3-miler. So there's absolutely loads we've got here. Up on Pewley Downs is another one. Guildford to Albury, doing the Lewis Carroll's Walk, following a trail of places that he was known to have gone to. There's a Guildford to Godalming River Walk, that's a 5-miler. There's a little 1-mile walk, that's one of the town guides, Victorian Guildford Walk, that they're doing. And there's literally over 100 of these.
This is really impressive. Is this a new thing? Have they done
this
previously?
No, it's actually been going every year,
right,
but
okay.
it just gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
On the 27th, there's a Loseley Way Navigation and North Downs, another 5.5 miles. If you're really serious, Friday the 29th of September, the North Downs Way.
Oh, right.
That's 12.5 miles with some hill climbs.
Yeah.
So that's for your serious, I've done this before type of people. But if the North Downs Way has been on your tick box list for a while, now's the time to go with a knowledgeable guide. There's some at Normandy and Henley Park Lake, Crooksby Hill and Common, and the Sheer Millennium Trail. So absolutely loads of different things. And usually because the walks have been devised by local walking groups, they have a lot of knowledge about where they're taking you. So you're learning stuff about wildlife, history, all this sort of stuff. So really worth it. So if you were knocked into guilt by the news story that if you don't do 10 minutes of brisk walking a month, well, here's your chance to start. So go to guildfordwalkfest.co.uk, or you can pop into Guildford Tourist Information Centre, where we have very helpfully printed off a list of those walks.
Oh, well done.
Because we know not everybody likes the internet.
Mm.
So we have printed off a list. If we're inundated for requests for that, you might have to hang on while we print some more. But there we go. We're having a go. For those that prefer more sedentary things, it's time for Woking Food and Drink Fest again.
Oh, right.
First to the third. Absolutely brilliant. This is all over Woking town. It's a magnificent mezze of culinary delights for foodies and families. It's been named as Surrey's best local food event for the last 2 years on the Surrey Live Food and Drink Awards. And they've got well-known celebrity chefs in the Tante Marie Culinary Academy. They've got Sabrina Gayor, John Waite, Rosemary Schrager, Tom and Henry Herbert, and Francis Quinn. There's over 80 exhibitor stalls now stretching across the pedestrianised town centre, and they're going to be fully stocked with artisan products, freshly prepared dishes and tipples hailing from producers across the locality, the UK and the world. And there's plenty of opportunity for tastings. There's lots of demonstrations. There's things for kids and children to have a go at. And there's also going to be lots of wine and gin and beer and other wonderful things to sample. And in particularly, on the 1st of September, from 12 to 1, at World Wildlife Fund, which is just the other side of the river, right in the centre of town there, they're hosting an interesting talk on English wine and gin. The speakers include John Mobbs, the founder of Great British Wine, and Ian McCulloch, the owner of the fabulous Silent Pool Gin Distilleries. And the talk's going to be followed by a wine tasting session. And if Ian's there, I suspect there'll be a bit of gin tasting as well. Haven't mentioned it, but I'm sure they will. And they just have so many people flocking to Woking Food and Drink Awards. It's Food and Drink Festival. It's well worth a diary date, I think.
Absolutely.
We have actually got a couple. I've got another one to mention later. There's a few things coming up. Still in sort of summer activities, fancy a donkey derby. That's taking place on the 3rd of September at the beautiful Polesden Lacey. This is a Sunday. It's on from 10 till 5. Normal admission applies. And it's a family fun day full of donkey races, dog shows, fair games. And it's all full of support from Leatherhead Lions, and it's free entry for all to that event. Back to the, if you've already been doing your walking, then you might go and have a go at the Sheer Hill Climb, but this is in a car, not walking. This takes place on 3rd of September from 9 till 3. One of those ones where I strongly recommend you get your tickets in advance. I know advanced adult tickets are £10. Children are £5 and under fives are free. I don't know what the gate price is, but I know it's higher. It's an amazing and eclectic mix of cars that will be running the hill from the early 20th century Awardian cars to modern McLarens, Ferraris and many great marks. Family entertainment, car clubs, vintage motorcycles, food stands. It's a great Surrey family day out in the Surrey Hills. Do book early. Booking fees apply to online bookings in advance. And you can get them from sheerhillclimb.co.uk.
Right, sounds good.
I do like a bit of that. Another one of Surrey's major events of the year, the RHS Wisley Flower Show, which of course means
very popular.
You'll be mentioning it every day during the travel.
I know.
It's the 5th to the 10th of September. It's a fabulous late summer show. I absolutely love it. They have spectacular spectacular displays. There's fabulous shopping from quality nurseries and trade stands. They've got the National Dahlia Society show, NAFAS doing floral displays, and lots of expert advice and much more going on. This is the 25th show, so they're pulling out all the stops. It's a big one. Raymond Blanc is going to be opening the show.
Wow.
Restaurateur and passionate gardener. He's officially opening the show at 9 a.m. on the 5th of September, and he seems to be well pleased about that. Highlights are the plant and garden sundries from specialist nurseries, garden trade stands, RHS Chelsea and Hampton Court Palace Flower Show medal winners, Dahlia Society, which I've already mentioned, and there's also a 25th anniversary class, the RHS People's Dahlia Competition, Get Growing and Enter Your Best Blooms, and Surrey NAFAS floral display, and of course the Surrey Sculpture Society trail is still there. So that's a big one, and it will feature on Brooklyn's Daily with traffic on the A3. But hey, it's fun.
Indeed, you've got to get there somehow.
Yes. As it's still a Heritage Open Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's
Heritage
fascinating.
Heritage Open Days is from the 7th to the 10th of September. I mentioned this last week as well. To find out something near you in Surrey, go to heritageopendays.org.uk and put in your postcode or your town, and that will bring up lots of things. And there's a few that I'd really would recommend that you have a look at. The Guildford Institute have got a lot going on. Dapdune Wharf are really pulling out the stops this year. There's lots going on in Guildford Castle Grounds, but one of the best ones is Grange Park Opera. If you haven't yet been to the new opera at West Horsley Place, this is your chance to go and be uber nosy and for free. Go for it. Right, back to sensible things. G-Live Beer Festival. Let's
back
get the
basics.
Sensible stuff out
of
the
back
way.
To basics.
It's on the 8th and the 9th of September. So 8th is the Friday night, 9th is the Saturday. So there's a 12 o'clock session and a 6:30 session. It's £12 to go in, but that includes your glass and a programme. And it's back this September. I think this must be about the fourth year, I think, that they've done this. They've got some of the county's top independent brewers offering seasonal ales and ciders. And there's lots of food and lots of entertainment on the stage. They always have some brilliant bands on the stage. Over 1,500 people visited the festival last year. And this one is sure to be even bigger and better, with lots of local produce and sampling of delicious treats. I've been to it a couple of times before and it was great fun. We are still in festival territory. The 8th and 8th to the 10th of September, Always the Sun Festival is in Stoke Park. And a Friday-only ticket is £15. A weekend one is £55. You can get these online from Always the Sun. And it's an independent three-day event celebrating music, arts, community and green living. Family-orientated festival will feature both nationally acclaimed artists and local talent, with dedicated stages for theatre and the arts. And they've got a Hathor area where they're doing yoga and all this sort of stuff, and plenty of food as well. So then you can go to that. G-Live Beer Festival that I've just mentioned, the day after, on the Sunday, they've got a food and drink festival coming up. And this, as part of that, Local Food Britain are putting that together. And they've got artisan bread makers, wine producers, butchers, fruit, vegetable growers, lots of ingredient suppliers, all of whom are based in either Surrey, Sussex, Kent, Hampshire or London. So literally on our doorstep. There's going to be masterclasses as well. The festival's open from 11 till 4. Entry is free, but if you want to take part in the masterclasses, you do need to book in advance. And to find out all the details, you can go to glive.co.uk. Now, at the same time, they're doing the Preserves with Passion Awards. These are being launched at the Festival of Fine Food and Drink. So the award is a unique quest to find the finest homemade jams, jellies and chutneys from the southeast. So if this is your bag, if this is something that you do, the judges are looking for perfectly preserved fruit and vegetables in exquisite packaging that would grace a dining table or bring joy to a breakfast tray. And the winning preserve is going to be recreated and packaged as a limited edition for the Barty Sussex Fair range, owned by Local Food Britain member John Barty Bartlett, who's the chair of the judging panel. So if you go to GLive or localfoodbritain.com, you'll find out all how to enter that and what is actually involved in getting your produce out there. A couple of quick ones to finish. Rural Life Centre has a vintage revival at the Rural Life Centre. Now, I spent last weekend there at Wayfest. It's the most fabulous place. It's a wealth of entertainment of all ages. Takes place on the 2nd of September. They've got dance classes to makeovers, stalls, live music, and Dance Movement will be offering tuition and demos in 1940s and 1950s dances.
Oh, fancy right, going along, chance to dress up.
Lindy
yeah.
Hop. Don't forget that first Sunday in each month, so you've got two to go, September and October. Gatton Park and Gatton Gardens are open. They're open all day for that. And if you've got anything that you think just might be valuable, Antiques and Collectibles Valuation Day at Watts Gallery on the 6th of September from 10 till 4. Bring your valuables to be appraised by specialists in jewellery, silver, antiques, entertainment and memorabilia from Eubanks Fine Art. It's free with a donation of £1 per item to get it valued. How's that?
That sounds like a good idea. Great stuff still going on, isn't there?
There is indeed. It's not slowing down one little bit.
Summer's not over yet. Thank you, Diana. We'll see you again
next week.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.